check this out. And welcome to NCAA Football Easy Pick. Oh, my bad, wrong show.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
And welcome to Cock Talk Easy Picks. On this show, we like to talk about manly meat and which ones we like to put in our mouth. First, we have, I'm your host, I'm Heavy Set, and we also have the Mock Jockey.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you know what my favorite position is?
What's that?
The tight end. He's so hot.
I like the wide receiver.
Wide receiver's kind of nice too, but I really like a tight end. So Shane, how do you take it?
Oh boy, no.
Why are you so giggly?
You two are fucking idiots.
We're not idiots. We just like it really tight.
This better not start
sexy,
to kill.
Sexy man meat. I really like it when the quarterback gets under the center and rubs his hand right under the guy's balls. Oh, that is so hot. I could watch that all day.
I'm really happy the Packers won, because now they're going to go to Seattle, and I would love to be the 12th man, if you know what I mean.
Just make it a regular old gangbang.
And we also have Shane on the show.
Say hi, Shane.
Hello.
What's wrong, sweetie?
They're assholes.
He's just upset that he can't be part of it. He wants to be the 13th man.
I hear he makes a good water boy, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Does he get the equipment ready?
He's really good at it.
As long as we have helmets.
You freaked out, Shane?
I'm fucking disturbed as hell.
And welcome to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. And yes, that is staying in. We'll get to later why. We'll get to why later. But this, we are here week 20?
I don't fucking know now.
Week 20, let's see, 17 weeks to divisional, so to 18, 19. Yeah, week 20 of the NFL season, almost to the nitty-gritty, almost to the end of it. But we're here, it's playoff time, we talk football, we love football, real football, American football, college football was pretty good, go Buckeyes. Let's continue on the show, and we have the Mop Jockey.
Hi.
And we have Shane.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I think he's got the giggles.
I'm good.
All right.
Somebody must be tickling him.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Tickling the back of that throat.
Oh my god.
Whatever you do, don't swallow your dip. Swallow my dip.
I've got a salve for that sore throat of yours.
Okay, so football.
You want a football?
What's football? Anyway, let's get into the picks and how everybody did for last week. Well, everybody got Seattle, and everybody got fucked on Denver. So everybody starts off at 1-1. And that's where the real difference maker is. Mott got a whole one correct.
Yeah, I changed. I actually had Indy and New England picked before the New England-Baltimore game started. I'm like, let me switch that. That worked out really well for me.
Yeah, and what fucked me is I got Dallas and Denver wrong. Of course, if you listened to the show last week, I say I'm going to root for the Cowboys, but I'm going to pick the Packers. Well, because we do this on Monday before you can actually pick, it wasn't solidified yet. And then when I actually made my pick, there's the whole story about Rodgers had come out, and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to pick him. And I got fucked. And then, of course, obviously, we all got fucked on Denver. And Shane, 3.
Yep.
Tied for best of the week. You, DRG, Mark decided to play this week. Carf and Ant, all getting 3 correct. I didn't get to watch any of these games, so I can't add a lot of insight. All I will say is I did listen to most of them on the radio. Denver, about halfway through, I got on Old School at the Movies, and we did 2 episodes that are going to be released later on. And I had on my radio because I only get 1 line of screen, kind of, because, like, normally if you actually have XM, it'll show you, like, 4 different lines of stuff. Like, this is the artist, this is the title, this is the album. But for like, football, they actually have, like, it'll tell you, like, the channel, it'll tell you the score, and it'll tell you a bunch of other stuff. But I had the score one facing me the whole time, and I kept watching it while we were doing the show, and I'm just like, yeah, I ain't missing shit. Fucking Broncos suck. And the only one that got me was fucking Green Bay. I want them to lose so bad, so bad. Hopefully that'll happen this week.
I think it will.
I think it will, too, but the only crazy thing is, like, I got that bet with my friend. He's an annoying fucking Packers fan. And
yeah, I seen that on Facebook. I'm like, holy hell, I'm glad I'm not you.
Well, at the same time, too, like, he's talking all this shit. I'm like, dude, you have 3 games to go. Like, technically, when we made this bet, you were basically saying over 12 quarters of football, when it's said and done, the Packers are going to be the champions. And we're only a third away through. They still have 8 more quarters to play, and they have to go through A, Seattle, and then if they manage to make it through Seattle, they have to go to the Super Bowl. And they're either going to be facing Tom Brady or Andrew Luck. If it's Andrew Luck, I think they have a chance. I think that's Tom Brady. Tom Brady might fuck them up.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll get to all that kind of stuff. Do you guys have any thoughts on the games this week?
Poetic justice to Dallas is all I'm saying.
Seattle's good.
Yeah, that too.
Fuck, God. Seattle's dangerous, and there's a stat that comes up later in the show on one of Ant's tweets. He's really good at stats. It was a conversation that me and a friend had that this is the first time since, like, if the Seahawks make it to the Super Bowl and win it, they'll be the first to go back-to-back since the Cowboys in the early 90s when they went against the Bills, and I'm correct. I have to look this up because we weren't 100% sure. I think the Packers went back-to-back, but they won one, lost one. I think they beat the Patriots, lost to the Broncos. I got to double-check it. I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about for the games while I'm selling for time?
Andrew Luck looks pretty goddamn dangerous.
The caveman from Geico?
Yes.
I mean, dude, he sounds like a fucking caveman, too.
Yeah, he really does.
I will say the four best quarterbacks in the NFL are still playing.
Yeah.
No, Jay Cutler's not in it.
I said
we said
but what's find that picture I sent you? No. Oh yeah, can we talk about how Julian Edelman is still a better playoff quarterback than Andy Dalton?
Sure, he actually is.
Threw for a touchdown and won.
Hey, you know who else is a better playoff quarterback than Andy Dalton? Tim Tebow.
Oh, that's sad because he actually did get a win.
Yes, he did.
That was one of those things where, like, you get out of that round and you get to the next round, you're fucked. Because they were going against the Patriots, and I was like, yeah, the Patriots are going to fuck them up.
Yeah, maybe next year Dalton are going to win.
You're funny.
They didn't fire their coach, did they?
God, no. They fucking should have.
What's this I read that the Browns head coach quit?
No.
Okay.
No, offensive coordinator.
Okay, yeah.
Shanahan.
Was that little Shanahan?
Yes.
Oh, and
was he going to join his dad?
If I want to get the stat correct, that's also prior to New England, about the Cowboys. Cowboys went back-to-back in the early 90s, beating the Buffalo Bills at 27-28, and yes, Packers did go back-to-back, but they, like we said, beat the Patriots and lost to the Broncos. Oh, and the Broncos went back-to-back, won.
I was very surprised with how easily Flacco was able to throw against that New England defense. I mean, he had 4 touchdowns in the first half. Now, granted, they gave up in the second half for whatever reason, but yeah, he was tearing that fucking defense apart.
Yeah, so imagine Andrew Luck throwing against those guys.
And what was it they had? The Patriots had like 19 yards rushing for the game, and there was no running back that touched the ball in the second half for the Patriots.
I'm a little worried about New England, but at the same time, when you got Belichick and Tom Brady, I'm not worried. So it's like a catch-22 with that team.
Yeah, but I don't see Indy being the team that's going to knock them off. I see if they face Seattle, I think Seattle will whoop the shit out of them, but I just don't see Indy doing it.
I didn't see Indy knocking out Denver either, but...
Yeah, but we knew going in that Manning wasn't playing very well.
Yeah, and then to find out he's been playing the last month with a torn quad,
right,
as an animal.
Yeah, but you know, it's more believable that Indy beats Denver because of the slight that Peyton Manning leaving and whatever. But going into New England, yeah, good luck.
Yeah, it'll be tough.
Yeah. Just like Green Bay going into Seattle with, you know, gimpy fucking Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's not good.
Tell you one thing, on a side note, Seattle wins, they're going to jump up in the Super Bowl rankings of how many of wins. Because
they'll be their third?
No, second, because they lost to the Steelers. They've had 3 appearances, and they're right now 1-1. But
so they have the same record right now as Peyton Manning does in the Super Bowls?
No, Peyton's 1-2.
Oh, that's right. He's lost 2 of them because he's not clutch and loses and chokes every time.
Kind of like Andy Dalton.
No, Dalton sucked to start with.
That's true. But judging by the numbers, if this is every team ever, they're going to jump up the list because there's teams that have had 2 wins in the Super Bowl. See the Broncos?
Yeah, but the Broncos had 4 losses before they got those 2 wins, I think.
Hold on. I'm not saying... You're always looking for ways to nitpick. I'm just saying who has 2 wins. 2 wins is 2 wins.
Oh, at least 2?
Yeah, it's...
San Francisco?
I'm looking at a table. I can read them to you. The Broncos, the Dolphins, the Colts, and Ravens all have 2.
Oh, only 2?
Yeah, only have 2.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is they're going to jump up the rankings of how many wins really quick. Because there's actually 4 with 0. Can you name all 4?
Cincinnati, Buffalo.
No.
Oh.
No.
Cincinnati's got 0.
Oh, and I'm looking at, hold on, there's only 4 with 0 appearances, 0 wins. There's,
oh,
there's
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 with 0 wins.
And with 0 appearances or just no wins altogether?
Just no wins altogether. But they're, like I said, there's 4 with 0 wins and 0 appearances.
Well, Cleveland's 1.
Yep.
Buffalo.
No, Buffalo's been there.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo's been there 4 years. Actually, oh no, shit. Because this is a weird table that I'm reading. It organizes them and how many appearances. Maybe I can organize. I need to organize it. Here we go. Organize it by wins. Because I don't care appearances. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Is Tennessee count as no appearances? Do they go as Houston or as... Was it the Tennessee Oilers or the Tennessee Titans that went?
I want to say the Titans.
Are they on the 0-0? 0 wins, 0 appearances?
Titans are 0-1.
Okay, so they were as the Titans. Mm-hmm. The Texans have got 0 wins and 0 appearances.
Mm-hmm. Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Now, who's the fourth one? A 0-0.
It's not Carolina.
Nope.
Carolina made it.
They're 0-1. This one's tough. I figured it's the tough one because obviously Browns are obvious. Jacksonville and Texans are fairly
newer
new
teams.
Yeah, they're newer franchise, so they haven't made it, so it makes sense. But this other one, they've been around for quite some time, and they've yet to get a Super Bowl one.
A Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah.
It's got to be a traditionally bad team.
Mm-hmm. I'd say they're a good team, but I'd be lying.
Why do I want to see San Diego?
No, I'm pretty sure they made it the Fauci years they made it.
San Diego's 0-1. They made it in 94, and they lost to the 49ers. I remember that Super Bowl. And the Bengals are 0-2.
Yeah.
81 and 80.
Yes, Eagles are 0-2 also.
Yep. Such American.
Oh, Detroit?
Yep. Did you catch my hint?
No. What was your hint?
Such an American something.
No. I was going to say such American Super Bowl of 2004, the Patriots and the Eagles. Yeah. But no, my hint was I'd say they'd be a good team, but I'd be lying.
Well, they are a good team.
I'd be lying.
Lion is in Detroit Lions.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even put that together.
Yeah, you're not.
No, I was sitting there running through. I was sitting there running through teams. I'm like, well, the AFC East, the NFC East, and I finally got to the NFC North. I'm like, Minnesota has, Chicago has, Detroit has.
No, Minnesota's 0-4.
Yeah, but they've been there.
Yeah, they've been there. They're one of the worst.
Yeah, right there. I don't know.
Yeah, Buffalo's pretty bad too.
That would be a funny Super Bowl. The Vikings versus the Bills, because they're both 0-4 means one of them's walking out 1-4. The other one's walking out 0-5.
How funny would it be if they fucking tied?
Can't tie.
If it takes like 7 overtimes to get a winner.
Oh my god, that would be awesome. They'll take them however many it takes.
That would be fucking awesome.
Do you know who has the most Super Bowls?
Can I say that? I don't want to say that to you.
Yeah, you know, I hate that fact. Because people mention that, then I say, you know what, fucking Super Bowl, I mean, we've talked about it. It's just a NFL championship, and not to count the NFL championships, is like negating almost 50 years of the league. Just saying, oh, that never happened.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen to Steelers fans. But you actually look at like a list of NFL champions, Super Bowl winners are still contested within that list. But anyway, we went on off on a tangent. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know who the first NFL champions are?
The first NFL champions or the first Super Bowl champs?
NFL, when it started in 1920.
Man. But there was only like four fucking teams in the league. And I know Chicago was there.
I'm pulling up the actual stats of how many teams were in it.
It's like Chicago and Green Bay, Chicago and Green Bay were both in at that time.
Green Bay was not in the first league.
They weren't in the first? I thought they were the Acme Packers.
They were around, but they were not in the National Football League. Or at the time, it was called, the first name was the APFA. And then like a year or so later, they changed it to the National Football League.
Hmm. I have no idea.
Because the oldest two franchises that have been in the NFL are the Bears and the Cardinals.
Yeah, I guess technically the Cardinals were there.
Yeah.
I think there was a New York team. I want to say it was the Titans.
It's only showing me a schedule. I don't care about the schedule. I just want to see that two was the fucking teams. I don't know. Maybe that was... Okay, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 teams.
Oh, wow. That's way more than I thought.
Yep. They are the...
And the Cardinals were in Boston, right?
No, Cardinals were in Chicago.
Oh, it was the Chicago... I was going to say, I knew it wasn't the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
Because they came later.
But, and it's like, some of these win percentages are weird. Like, literally the last team in the league went 0-1.
They probably played one game and then folded.
It had to be. The Muncie Flyers, going from bottom to top. The Muncie Flyers, the Columbus Panhandles, the Hammond Pros, the Chicago Tigers, the Cleveland Tigers, the Detroit Heralds, the Canton Bulldogs, the Rochester Jeffersons, the Dayton Triangles, the Rock Island Independents, the Chicago Cardinals. Actually, I guess there was the Chicago Cardinals. And the Buffalo All-Stars, the Decatur Staleys, which were became the Chicago Bears. And the number one team, the first champion, was the Akron Pros.
So basically it was Midwest United States.
Oh, yeah, it was founded in Canton. But it's basically, this was also like one of the smaller, not small, this was like one of the leagues. And then eventually, whatever year that it became the NFL, I got to double check what year, they end up expanding after so many years. That's like, I'm trying to look up when the Packers joined. Yeah, Packers joined the second year. And the next year there was they have a lot more the second year. Quit snoring. The New York Brickley Giants, the Louisville Bricks, the Muncie Flyers. Ooh, they went 0-2 this season. I feel like Wayne. Tonawanda? Where the fuck's Tonawanda?
Near Buffalo.
Tonawanda Cardix, the Columbus Panhandles, Detroit Tigers. There were many different teams that went by baseball team names. The Minneapolis Marines.
Sure.
The Hammond Pros, the Cincinnati Celtics, Celts, C-E-L-T-S, anyway. The Washington Senators, hey, they're a minor league baseball team now. The Cleveland Indians went 3-5. The Rochester Jeffersons, the Racine Cardinals, the Detroit Triangles, that actually sounds like a good team name. The Dayton Triangles, the Green Bay Packers, the Evansville Crimson Giants, Rock Island Independents, Canton Bulldogs, Akron Pros, Buffalo All-Americans in the second year of the league, the Chicago Staleys, who I think the next year after that they became the Bears. Same franchise, just different name. How do we get this like crazy fucking history lesson?
I have no idea how you got on that tangent.
Me either.
That's what we do. We have to fill in time now. We don't talk about like all this kind of stuff, even though we have a lot of tweets, and we actually have an email this week.
Yes, we do.
In the hashtag huddle.
Can we cuddle up in the hashtag huddle?
No.
We sure can.
Can she in the middle spoon?
I really like it when Cam Newton gets on one knee in the huddle. It's really hot.
Because they're assholes.
We like assholes.
I really love
it. Talk about football.
I love the tight end.
We heard at the beginning of the show.
I really love the tight end.
Shane's a really good tight end.
What I really don't like are defensive ends. They try to keep everything out. I like putting things in.
Oh my god.
I like to do two at one time. I like a safety tight end.
Are you saying you like to go both ways?
No, I just like my tight ends and a little bit of safety.
I seriously hate you both.
Anyway, let's get into the rankings. We kind of did for the week, kind of. I exited the page.
Yeah, we all sucked. Yeah. Move on.
How we are standing right now, starting in sixth place, because Jack... Well, Miguel keeps doing stuff, but he's down in eighth place right now at 143. He might actually pass Jack, who hasn't done anything since the last week of the season. Or no, maybe since the fantasy season's over. I don't know, I gotta double check. But Jack, Miguel, Soccer Fucker, 789. In sixth place, the Goonies, 154. Fifth place, Mop Jockey. Oh no, tied for fourth place! Myself and Mop Jockey, 165. No, running out of fumes
just
of being...
keep falling.
Yep, let me just keep falling.
God damn it.
Third place, Carps Killers, 168. Second place, Ant at 173. And in first place, Mr. DRG, 176. He is guaranteed, because I thought we picked the Pro Bowl, but I guess we don't. He is guaranteed at least tie. He could not pick anything till the end of the year, and Ant could, at the minimum, tie.
Yeah, congratulations, fucker.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
The motherfuckers took your championships this year.
Yeah, he did. Fuck him.
Yeah, what was it? Got the... Well, that and I'm talking about the fantasy, too, because Mr. I'm the champ. Champ's here.
I was the champ of both leagues, goddammit.
Yeah, not even shit.
I've won more championships than you have.
More championships than the Bengals.
That's not saying much.
Bengals and the Bills.
All right, dog, will you quit snoring?
I'm sorry.
What's a female?
I'm sorry.
Don't ever do that again.
Why not, Shane? You don't like it?
She's like sleeping on my pillow, too. She's like, oh, I just want to lay here. Anyway. What else? Let's get into... Well, we might as well skip picking our teams, because, yeah, they're not in anything.
I mean, we could talk about the Bills if you really wanted to. There is
in the hashtag huddle.
Yeah, that's in the huddle. It's in the hashtag.
Is it in the huddle?
Yeah, it's in the hashtag cuddle huddle.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag cuddle slam.
Oh, God.
All right. First off, I'll start with DRG. He gets mentioned in the tweet, but from Anthony Vigilante at Heavy... Well, hashtag NFL Easy Picks at HeavySat330. I wasn't in first place last week. I made crazy picks to try to catch up with DRG. Come on, get the facts. Really?
We're sorry.
Really, because yeah. I'll get on to you and your facts later.
We have to depend on Heavyset's ability to read numbers, so
well,
we're sorry.
Well, I don't really look at the standings from the week before, because I can't really look at the standings from the week before. So, yeah, I fucked up. But if you want to talk about facts, we'll talk about your facts here shortly. Andy Anderson says, at FTW780, do you like the Rex Ryan hire for Buffalo? Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. See, you have a tweet.
Okay, here's the thing. Take a shot. The Bills released a press statement or whatever saying that they were going to look for an offensive-minded head coach. because their defense is pretty good. Rex Ryan is a defensive coach. I don't get it.
Did you also see that they signed the offensive coordinator for San Francisco?
Yes, which, okay, I'm okay with that. I don't know if Rex Ryan is the right fit for Buffalo. I mean, Rex Ryan, honestly, I think is a better fit for Chicago or Atlanta, but I'm going to give the guy a chance. I mean, what else can you do at this point?
Dude, he fits perfectly in Buffalo. Buffalo's got that same, you know, blue collar mentality that Chicago's got, and it's all about the defense.
Yeah, but
so who better to run your defense than Rex Ryan?
It's okay, that's fine. But my thing is okay. Now we need a quarterback, running backs, or
you ain't getting a quarterback because you ain't got a first round pick, and you're stuck with EJ Manuel. And if you remember, what did Fat Rex Ryan do with Sanchez?
Man, pretty good, and I think we need a number two wide receiver to help Sammy Watkins. The offense needs a lot of work, which goes you were looking for an offensive-minded coach, but you picked up a defensive-minded coach. I don't see where they were thinking, but
I thought Robert Woods kind of stepped into that number two role pretty well.
He did okay, but yeah, I think you need somebody with a little more consistency. And
well, you need Watkins to be more consistent also.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I mean, he was good, but he wasn't. I mean, he's in the candidate for Rookie of the Year, but I think that's going to be Odell Beckham Jr. without a doubt. I don't know. I guess it's wait and see what happens. Hopefully it's a great move, and, you know, this Terry Puglia, who I am totally against as the owner of the Bills because he hasn't done shit for the Sabres, actually looks decent for once.
That's because it's the fucking hockey and nobody likes hockey.
I'm a Sabres fan.
Yep. But no, it's a good. I think he's fantastic for no matter where he winds up, because it's not.
But now
really,
I'm wondering.
It's not really him though. It's who he gets as his assistants. That's what it's going to come down to.
His mouth. You know what I mean? He's too mouthy, in my opinion. But I'm wondering now, are they like, oh shit, we should have waited, because now with Denver's coach out there, I think Denver's coach would have been a great fit for Buffalo. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm going to give the guy a chance, obviously, but I don't know.
You got Rex Ryan as coach of one of your teams, and Mark Sanchez as the quarterback on the other team.
Yeah.
Nice.
No.
And the next one is from FTW780. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. All these domestic violence commercials make me want to choke a bitch. Yep. Really, really rare rice. Tell me more about it.
It's fucking annoying. They're all crying on the commercials and shit. Just fucking, we get it, okay?
But Ray Rice didn't choke anybody. He punched that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Okay, fine, Chris Benoit.
Oh, whoa.
Too soon?
He doesn't exist. I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know who this Benoit guy you're talking about is.
I vaguely recall him in some videos in the WWE at one time, but now that I go back and rewatch them, he's not there.
Did you see who they got to cast? Well, they've cast to play him in the movie.
Who?
The guy that played Sabretooth in Wolverine.
He actually was going, I think he did some independent wrestling back in the day. And
but the dude looks so much like Benoit. Like, when I seen the casting, I was like, oh yeah, that they made up the best choice there.
Yeah, because now I can see the guy in Scream 3, and he looks just like Chris Benoit. So,
all right, next one from Anthony Vigilante. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. So over 10 years since the Patriots went back-to-back Super Bowls, can the Seahawks do it? Looking good. I think it's highly possible right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't see... Every team this season has flaws, and Seattle right now seems to have the least flaws in the NFL.
I think their biggest question would be of what they actually do in the Super Bowl if they make it. I think they have a easier week than it looks against the Packers. It's not going to be totally easy, but depending on what's going on with Rodgers, and I don't know if Matt Flynn could play that great in Seattle. Granted, because he actually played in Seattle, I don't think he did shit. That's how Russell Wilson got a job, but it's just how he's going to do in the Super Bowl. That's, I think, the main thing.
Right.
All right, another one from Ant, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, and I read this wrong. This is the facts I was talking about, but then I reread it. I'm like, oh, no, he's right. Sorry, you fucking fat bastard. That's me telling him that.
How dare you doubt Ant's...
Actually, there is some technical wrong here. We'll get to it. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. 93 and 94 was the last time two teams were in repeat Super Bowls, Bills versus Cowboys. Could Denver and Seattle go again? Well, obviously not, but my thing is, 93 and 94, I guess, it's technically, depending on how you look at it, it's 92-93. That's when the Super Bowls were, but it's like the season, you got the season the year before. It's like, it's the 85 Bears. 85 Bears won in 86.
Right.
So, yeah, get your facts straight.
Motherfucker.
Close enough.
Fuck you. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks, Andrew Luck versus Peyton Manning. The Texans fan won't let me cheer for Luck, but both these guys are great to watch. Not so much Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Peyton Manning was pretty goddamn bad in that game.
Well, understandably so, with a torn quad.
Yeah, but if you're hurt that bad, you're hurting the team, and Osweiler is competent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they get for getting the second seed. Should have got like a third seed. I don't know. They didn't have it locked up till the last week.
No, the last game, because if I remember right, Cincinnati could have jumped to second if they would have won and Denver would have lost.
But then again, you know what? They probably figured that week might help, but it turns out it didn't. It fucked them. Well, it's also saying that it's a strain. There's not official word. It's just been like, people close to the Bills, not the Bills, but the Broncos are saying this, and other people are saying, well, no, it's this. Like, in between, it's a strain and a tear, so.
Well, there's also some things on the Denver defense that didn't make any sense, like Talib guarding T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton is a burner. Talib is not a fast guy. He's a good cover guy, but he's not fast. The other corner for Denver, who they just paid a big buttload of money to, I think it's Harris, is the faster of the two. Why wouldn't you put the faster cornerback on the fast receiver? But
it seemed like the Broncos in general were just off their game yesterday.
Dude, a lot of teams, that bye week is not good for them. And Peyton has never played. Every time he's had one of those bye weeks, it seems like he's played worse.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that about him. I think when they won, they were underdog.
Yeah, I believe they came as a wild card. Yeah, they played the whole way through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's teams that are like that. I think the same way with Green Bay. Green Bay, when they got in and won, they got in as a wild card. I'm trying to remember what seed they were, and like they got in by the skin of their teeth because they beat the Bears the last week. They beat, I want to say they beat the Falcons and then the Eagles and then the Bears.
Right.
And then they won, obviously. But every other year they come in like top pick and everything, top seed and everything, they fucking fall flat. And this, depending on what they do against Seahawks, could be the same song and dance.
Yeah, I remember it was the year that Indy was like undefeated up until week 16, and then they lost that game, and then they sat everybody week 17, then had the bye week, and they ended up losing that very first game. So, yeah, I don't know if he just needs to be like that pattern of playing every week helped him and he doesn't really need the rest, or I don't know what the hell to make of it other than he's a choke artist.
Yep.
Another one from Ant, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, at MrDRG_WIR, has to pick the remaining three games of the season wrong, and I have to pick them right, grasping at straws. Yeah, but with the way we figured out, because I don't know when you sent this. Yeah, you sent this thing for the end. And if we said earlier, like, if that happened, you would, at the best, tie. Another one from Ant. There's a lot from Ant.
Good Lord.
We appreciate it.
Coming second this year is okay. Been a cracker. That's racist. Oh, hopefully I can be in the fantasy next year. Massive congrats to Mr. DRG. Yeah, you'll probably be in next year. I'm trying to figure out who probably won't be in next year. Joe is definitely up in the air.
Your other buddy's up in the air too, ain't he?
Yeah, he's from Macho Man Radio, depending on if he wants to. I think it's the only main spots, and we can get at least a couple people in. We already have one person interested in the Pick'ems League next year. Believe it or not, it's GBL.
Nice.
He actually does do Pick'ems. It came in a conversation on GroupMe over the weekend. And I was like, oh, why don't you join the NFL Easy Picks Pick'ems League next year? He's like, count me in. I'm like, okay.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't even know he followed football.
Yeah,
he's a Peyton Manning fan, I believe.
Yeah, I thought he was too. I know he was a Colts fan, but maybe he's a Peyton Manning fan.
We're sorry.
I think he was rooting for the Packers, so fuck him. Also, another one from Ant, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Where's FTW's cucumber this week? In the sea.
Yeah, I saw that, the son of a bitch.
Yeah, I sent that one to you.
Under the sea. I can't sing that song.
Good, don't bother.
Another one from Mr. DRG, talking to Ant. It ain't over. At Heavyset 330 hasn't put on the dress and wig. for his solo just yet. Hashtag NFL easy picks. Which then I replied, no, 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 NFTW has the singing duties this year. Hashtag mops cum receptacle. Hashtag NFL easy picks.
I believe I responded back with, fuck you guys.
No, you're, hey.
Hashtag no. Mops cum receptacles.
And this one will explain a lot. This one comes from Ant, hashtag NFL easy picks. More gay voices this week, please.
You're welcome, sir.
Fuck Ant.
So Shane's new team is the Mops cum receptacles.
He likes it.
I like it.
He likes it fourth and inches.
I like it when he breathes hard into the microphone. It sounds so hot.
Could be worse.
Mop. Let me know when you guys are done. I'm just trying to sit here.
Could be worse. Mop could be making puke sounds.
Oh, God. Yeah, what's a gay puke sound like?
So do you want this to go like...
Oh, God.
Sounds the same. There's no accent in puking.
Well, I don't know.
It's like a French person pukes in lape.
So one time I was sitting there and I was just going down really good on it. And it was just so hot. Oh, oh, oh. And he got to the back of my throat and I went...
God damn it.
This one's for me. I don't read mine, but we got to do this one. Me talking to FTW, Ant, and DRG. Do you get your subs at Subway with extra cucumbers? Hold the sandwich. Hashtag NFLEasePicks.
I don't like cucumbers.
Sure.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't get cucumbers on my subs. I don't get them,
not
period.
Not on your sum. Not on your subs. You don't. You sure get them, though.
Okay, and I'm gonna read this tweet, but then I'm going to read my reply.
Okay.
See if you catch it. Mr. DRG, hashtag NFLEasePick. Which is more likely, Seattle losing to Green Bay or New England losing to Denver/Indy? Well, we obviously know it's New England losing to Indy. And then I wrote, at Mr. DRG, hashtag NFL easy picks with an S. I don't care if it's your opinion. So, yeah, I'll actually read his tweet, even though he didn't use hashtag NFL easy picks. The show is called hashtag NFL easy picks. You can email us at NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at NFLEasyPicks. I'm a snake.
I'm a snake.
I'm a sexy, slithery snake.
With sexy, slithery, slimy scales.
Have either of you actually seen that video?
No, I think I have.
I don't know.
It's a guy with like this little snake hat on. And he just goes, I'm a snake. Slicky, slithery snake. Anyway, so what's more likely, Seattle losing to Green Bay or New England losing to Indy? More likely, I think.
Well, the way Flacco picked apart New England, I think Luck could pick him apart. Could.
Yeah, I agree.
But, eh.
I think that's the more likely just because I think, I mean, it's not because me rooting against Green Bay. I just think Seattle and how Rodgers has been looking, like, with him, his injury, like, that just, it's tilted in Seattle's favor.
Right.
And I think it's a little bit more level playing field, but not by a whole lot. All right. One from Miguel. Hashtag NFL easy picks. I enjoy the extracurricular discussions.
Get it out, Wayne.
Especially. I'm tired. I've been up since 6. Especially the data used to describe the last time since he advanced to the division round.
Yeah, that was cool.
I don't know if it was a division round or just a playoff. I mean, just a win.
Yeah, just a fucking playoff win.
But either or, it's been that long. It's been forever. Anyway, another one from Miguel, and now I'll read one more. Hashtag NFL easy picks. It was a catch. Just like the idiotic tuck rule, the definitions of a catch should and will be changed for next season. I don't know about that. I don't think it's going to change.
It'll be discussed.
Not a catch.
Be discussed, but I don't think it'll change. I think it'll be more well defined, but I don't know about a changing of the rules. If you don't hold on to the ball when you hit the ground, it's not a catch.
Right. Cowboys fans last week. Yay, we got away with it. Cowboys fans this week. Meh.
And to be honest, it's his own fucking fault. If he would have just gone down with the ball instead of trying to reach out with it, it would have been a catch. But no, he tried to be fucking cute and reach for the goal line, cost him.
That
didn't happen to a better fucking player, too.
It could be worse.
No, not for me. I loved it.
I wanted that one to happen so bad. But anyway, The last one is me at Table Show asking how, what my thoughts on Raw were. I went, I don't know. I was too busy listening to the football game. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Actually, hashtag NCAA Football Easy Picks. Hashtag be a Jayhawk. Nah, be a Buckeye.
There we go.
OH.
How about you?
New York.
Does New York have college football teams?
Syracuse.
I was going to say Syracuse.
Okay, do they have any good college football teams?
I was going to say
no.
What about Buffalo? No, Buffalo is... Are they in the MAC?
Yeah, they're in the MAC. But yes, they do have a Division I football team.
Go Kent State.
Yeah. Shane wouldn't know who either one is.
Kent State, that's where I'm from. I'm from that general area. All right, let's go.
I was going to say, you could have gone with Akron, too.
Yeah, I'm literally between both of them. That's a crazy rivalry that they have. And I'm just like, I don't care. I mean, that's another thing, too. Before this year, I've never been really that much into college football, but in between my breakup with my ex, because I believe when that happens, it's like, all right, let's give myself some sort of makeover. And I'm not going to, like, go get myself some, like, great clothing and, you know, do some new makeup, a new haircut. I'm going to just go, okay, what about me do I want to change? Like, what can I change now? Can I, like, get a fresh start? Well, I decided I was going to start getting more college football because, A, before we broke up, I got a bunch of 2XL t-shirts from a friend of hers who no longer was, the clothes were too big for her. And it was like, there's a couple of wrestling shirts in there, but also there was 2 Ohio State hoodies and a long sleeve Ohio State shirt. And I ended up putting them in my truck because I was like, oh, you know, it's not something I was going to wear around the apartment when I lived with my ex. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll just in case I want them, I'll have them in the truck. So, like, the breakup happened, like, well, I have that. And on the same hand, over the past year of me driving around the country and all that, it's kind of cool to, like, represent, like, the college from where you're from. It, like, it's also, granted, you can do it with, like, pro sports teams, but I'm anal about this. Are you anal about anything, Matt?
Oh, I'm very anal.
But I get anal about wearing teams and sports stuff outside of that season. So, like, for example,
I'm the same fucking way.
As soon as football season's over, actually, as soon as for example, the Bears are out of the playoffs, Browns are out of the playoffs, all that stuff is out of my truck except for my hats.
So you haven't been able to wear anything for like 2 months.
For the Browns,
I'm that naked truck driver.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
God damn it.
Well, no, I really. I should say that when it's they're out of the playoffs, when the playoffs start. I'm just like, all right, I'm not going to wear that stuff. Since then, I've been wearing the Ohio State stuff, but at the same time, as soon as football season's over, I try to put all that stuff away, and since I don't follow basketball anymore that much, or really at all, like, I don't care. And
Ohio
I'm not,
State's basketball team is pretty good, too.
I don't care about basketball that much, especially pros. And the only time I enjoy college basketball is March Madness. And I'm not, like, crazy about it. But during that time, I don't mind going places and, like, if games are on, I'll watch it. Just because, like, I can watch almost any sport and be semi-entertained at the minimum. So.
Hey, you know what you have in common with NBA players? You don't care to watch their games either.
But
like right now, I got my Heat gear. I got my Sabre stuff out. That's about it. And then once those seasons are over, I'll start wearing my Red Sox stuff, and then I pull out the football stuff again.
Yeah, the only exception I make is after the Super Bowl's over, I'll bring out my baseball stuff, just because I have nothing to like wear hat-wise or anything other than that. And it's just pretty much I'll wear the hats. I don't have any other big stuff, because really all my clothing is in football jerseys and wrestling shirts. So.
Yeah, there's no off-season of wrestling, thank God, because I wear wrestling t-shirts and comic book shirts and all that shit all the time.
I only have like 110 shirts.
I'm right up there with you.
No, wrestling shirts.
You have 110 wrestling shirts?
Yes. I don't own 100 shirts, period.
I just placed an order for WWE Shop, and it's waiting for me of 9 shirts.
I know, you told us.
Yeah. And I hit 100. I hit 100 when I went to TLC.
I think I probably have 200 t-shirts, easy.
Oh, I have to be around 200, because, like I said, I have the 100 wrestling shirts. I have to double-check my jersey count, because I just bought 2 this year. I have to be around 200, if not more. And I'm constantly buying shit.
Yeah.
I think the last shirt I bought, not counting the wrestling ones, was I went to Kmart in Buffalo, and they had a Jurassic Park shirt for $10. I was like, oh, cool.
Yep, I have that shirt. I got it at Kmart in Rochester.
Well, fuck you. It's not Buffalo where I got mine.
Okay, fuck you then.
Oh, crazy tangents. How we ever got on that? All right, Let's get into our email, which is not really long, but on a phone it looks longer. But anyway, it is from Miguel. The debut email of Miguel. Yeah, wait until the end of the season. He starts off with hashtag pew pew pew. After the Denver versus Indy game, I was upset at Denver's offensive line coordinator. Every series felt as if it were a third and long situation, yet we continuously refused to run the ball for more manageable third downs. Now, if your QB lacks arm strength, doesn't play well in the cold, and is playing through an injury, the solution is the same. Run the damn ball. CJ Anderson averaged 4.5 yards per rush that night. Fact. I wanted some flipping answers from the Denver OC and his questionable play calling. The next day, the Fox leaves the organization after three very successful seasons. Now we're just left with a load of uncertainties.
Okay.
I don't think Manning should retire. Just 2 months ago, he was putting up games with four touchdown passes. Anyone who thinks he's done is an idiot. Next season, we need to run the ball, focus on efficiency and minimizing throws for Peyton, and screw the numbers. All that matters are wins. Stats. Well, well, I've always said stats are for losers. Keep looking at facts, we keep looking at wins. Or stats are for losers. We relish. They relish in them. Yes, that makes for boring teams. The previous two New York Giants championship teams and last year's Seattle's don't give a damn about entertaining you with high-octane offenses, but look at those offenses they defeated. Keep up the good work, men. Hashtag cold cucumbers. Hashtag you can't see me.
Well, the cucumbers ain't going to be cold.
Okay, fuck off
with the cucumbers. Well, Shane probably puts them in the freezer first.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, but they once they get inside of him, they warm up pretty quick.
Yeah, that's why he doesn't.
You talk football.
Okay, number one, can't run the ball every fucking down and expect to win a game. Number two, your quarterback shouldn't have been in the game.
I don't know. Look at the championship.
The Cowboys.
No, I was going to say look at the college championship game.
And I think Rex Ryan did it to beat, was it Buffalo? Where he ran the ball like 90 times.
Poetic justice right there. But, dude, Denver just did not have their A game with Peyton Manning being that hurt. He shouldn't have even been in the game. I mean, Denver was doomed from the get-go.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it.
You can call any play you want, but if your quarterback is hurt that bad, taking a step on a torn quad is going to hurt, let alone trying to throw or hand the ball off. It's just not going to work.
And I'm pretty sure Peyton Manning didn't give up any touchdowns.
He played that game with a torn quad. I mean, Denver has nothing to be ashamed of.
Other than the fact that they're Denver.
Right.
And I don't think he should necessarily retire right now, Manning, but I think it needs to be in the discussion. I think not next year, but I think after that, that's when he's going to start to be Favre, to where it's like, okay, is this your last year?
Who knows how bad this quad tear really is and the surgery and rehab. You don't know what's going to happen there. This could be it.
Yeah, Denver definitely needs to start looking for the next quarterback.
Yep, and it sucks to say because Peyton Manning is an amazing quarterback, and he'll go down as one of the best of all time, if not the best of all time. But, I mean, a quad injury is not easy to come back from.
Look at some of the most successful teams out there. You need to have that quarterback waiting in the wings. There's only a couple teams that have gotten lucky, and one of them has luck. Literally, they have a horseshoe on their helmet, and the guy that they drafted is named Luck.
He was a number one pick. Yeah. I mean, they drafted him looking at the future.
But what
it just so happened he got thrown in to be the number one.
But what I'm saying is, look at on the other end. I mean, that was lucky. You're not guaranteed to have that. And he's been in the playoffs his whole career. He has, granted, he's yet to win the Super Bowl or make it to the Super Bowl, but he's at least got some playoff wins, unlike Andy Dalton. But look at Aaron Rodgers. He spent a couple of years behind. I think it might have been one or two, at least two, maybe even more.
It was more behind Favre.
Yeah. He spent time behind Favre. Brady, he didn't spend long behind the Bledsoe.
Yeah, he spent a year or two.
But
if you remember right, Rodgers was very raw when he came to the Packers. So it took him a while to get up to the game. And that's how it used to be done in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You didn't come in as a quarterback starting as a rookie.
No.
It never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Flacco and goddamn Matt Ryan fucked that up.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, it used to be you got 4 or 5 years to you know, catch up to the game and then start it. Steve McNair did that for, you know, he was behind, Jesus Christ, it was a fucking joke, the people he was backing up. But, yeah, he was there because he wasn't ready for the game yet.
In the quarterback ahead of Roethlisberger, he wasn't, I don't think he was that good, was he?
Was that Tomko?
I thought it was Maddox.
It might have been Maddox. But didn't Maddox take him to a Super Bowl, too?
No. The only Steelers quarterback to take him to the Super Bowl, or just say the last one, was Neil O'Donnell, who I always like to joke with Steelers fans, because that was Super Bowl 30 against the Cowboys. And I'm like, yeah, who was the MVP of that game? You know, that one really good Cowboys quarterback? Oh, yeah, Neil O'Donnell. I think he threw a bunch of interceptions that fucking game. He fucking handed it to him.
Kind of like Peyton did last year?
Kind of. Right. Oh, God, that's an understatement. Fumbling a snap on the first play of the game. That game got out of hand so quick.
So how can we call Peyton Manning one of the greatest ever?
Statistic-wise, and yes, statistics are for losers, but whatever.
Okay, Dan Marino.
Yeah, well, that is the other thing. People do look at statistics, but really, what really makes one of the best quarterbacks is championships.
Right.
Peyton Manning has at least one. So that puts him in the conversation. I think that puts him over Eli. Only because, like, Eli has two, but he has none of the stats and will never have the stats that Peyton has. People have Favre in the same conversation, too, and he only has one, but he also has a lot of good stats.
How many Super Bowls has Eli lost?
None.
Which one's the better quarterback?
No, we've talked about this.
Yeah, that's apples and oranges with those two. I mean, you really...
Who had the better team? Oh, yeah, Eli did, both years. Because those those teams were actually built good. We have some good players and some shitty ones. They're like, Giants knew how to fucking build.
Well, their defense won them the championships, but...
Well, that's the other thing, too. Fucking when he was in... Actually, no. Peyton has never been known for having a good defense, ever. The only reason why they beat the Bears is for some reason the Bears, who did have a really good defense, the offense sucked, even worse than when they had Cutler, when fucking was Grossman. But Peyton Manning was able to read that defense. Like, after the first quarter, or at least the first half, he started to, like, catch on to certain things. So whenever he'd see a certain look from the defense, he knew exactly what was coming, he avoided it, and capitalized on it. That's some of the stuff that makes you one of the greats, to be able to see some of that. But then again, he did not have that at the Super Bowl last year. He got fucking handed to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he still goes into your conversation of one of the best quarterbacks ever.
Can you come up with 5 quarterbacks you would put ahead of him?
Of all time or right now?
All time. Because that's what we're talking about. All greatest all time.
Joe Montana.
Steve Young.
That's questionable.
Brett Favre.
I'd put Brett Favre up there. I'd put Tom Brady.
Aikman?
You'd have to put Troy Aikman in there.
You have to with the championships.
Yep.
Elway?
John Elway.
Elway.
Bradshaw? Right there. Terry Bradshaw?
Unitas.
Yeah, Johnny Unitas.
When it comes to some of your pre-Super Bowl quarterbacks, there's only like a handful that come to mind. I can only think of two. Because
they never threw the ball.
I can think of two off the top of my head that were big-name quarterbacks. No, three. I forgot one. But one of them is a Bear. That's Sid Luckman, Johnny Unitas, mm-hmm. and Bart Starr. Bart Starr was quarterback, right?
Trent Dilfer has a better record.
Trent Dilfer. Yeah, that's another reason why you don't count championships.
Right.
You know who has one Super Bowl? Trent Dilfer. Do you know what quarterback has 2 Super Bowls? Jim McMahon.
He doesn't have 2, does he?
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Where'd he get the other one?
Green Bay.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
He might have been a backup. He still got the fucking ring.
Well, if you're going to go by that standard, the fucking backup for Bradshaw has 4.
Yeah. Actually, what was it? I think I read that. For some reason, after the 85 Bears won the Super Bowl, they didn't get to go to the White House. Something happened. Like maybe that was right around the time that Reagan got shot at, so they like canceled a bunch of stuff, and they didn't get to go meet the president. So when they went to the White House as the Packers, I guess Jim McMahon wore his Bears stuff.
Nice.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That's awesome.
It's a dick move. That's fucking hilarious.
That was Jim McMahon.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's get into our picks.
Yep.
And first up, we have, because we got a whole 2 games to talk about, the 11-5 Indianapolis Colts, the fourth seed, going up against the 12-4 number one seed New England Patriots. I'm going Patriots.
I'm going Colts.
I might as well go Patriots since I'm pretty much out of it.
Do you hate the Patriots that much?
No, I'm just saying Flacco did a good enough job against that defense. Andrew Luck's going to hopefully pick it apart. But my pick could change.
Yeah, because that's the good thing about our votes. They're not final. Even, like, when we did them during the season, technically, they weren't final. But whenever I said, like, this is my picks, normally that's what I put in and I saved it. But we haven't saved it yet. I probably won't get it till the weekend. And luckily, we have till Sunday. Hopefully, I'll get this episode up before Saturday. We'll see. And we have the NFC Championship game, the 12-4 Seattle Seahawks hosting the 12-4 New England Patriots, number one and number two. I've talked about this whole fucking show. I'm rooting, and I'm picking the Seattle Seahawks.
Absolutely.
Yippers.
That's weird. The site that I'm using, so I'm using NFL's playoff pitcher. Shows you, like, each divisional round, and it's not, for some reason, doesn't want to show me the score for the Colts and Broncos. It's like, nope. These guys played, but I'm not going to show you the score.
Yeah.
All right. That will do it for us this week. We hope you enjoyed this sensational show. I thought it was super.
It was super, super.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Now I got to watch South Park.
I bet you do. Are you going to go back to the pile?
What?
Are you going to go back to the pile?
What pile?
You know, the goobacks come from the future. They took her jabs, and they decided to have one massive gay orgy to try to...
No, I'm not going into the pile.
Going back to the
girl. He's the start of the pile.
No.
All right. Are there any final words you have to say, Mom?
No.
New plugs?
I have an anal one that I'm going to send to Shane here in a little bit.
No, thanks. You can keep it.
But it fits in yours much better.
How the fuck do you know? A number two, it ain't happening.
Number two.
Poop. God. I'm tired.
All right, Bob. I'm not Mop, but FTW, do you
know? No. Everybody knows my Twitter handle by now, so.
Yep. Of course, I am Heavyset at Heavyset330. You can email the show NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at NFLEasyPicks. Use hashtag NFLEasyPicks. You'll have your tweets right on the show. Because I didn't really do this at the beginning of the show because we were doing something else. And also a little announcement, because we only have a couple more episodes left this year. We might do an episode next week, or we'll do it before the Super Bowl. It's either or. I don't think we're going to do two, because it's going to be kind of like, what's the point? I think we might do an episode next week, but maybe not the week before the Super Bowl, or the week of the Super Bowl. But the big plan is, the final episode of the year, we are going to record it Sunday, about a half hour after the Super Bowl, roughly. So we want people to come on, join us. We already have at least two people who are semi-interested. If you listen to this show, you want to be on the final episode of the year. Majority of us are going to be watching the Super Bowl anyway. Maybe you're going to be going somewhere and watching it. My plans are kind of up in the air. But the main thing is afterwards, we're going to get on the show. And we're going to talk about the game. Everything's going to be fresh in our mind. We'll talk about maybe some commercials, too, what our favorite commercials were. So that's always fun. And
I can tell you this. I'm not watching the fucking halftime show.
Why?
Because I don't. Who fucking cares about the halftime show?
Katy Perry's hot.
Okay, but it's football. I don't watch football, not fucking dancing.
It boobs. She has nice boobs. Not like it's Bruno Mars, which I don't know. God. But it's like I said last year on the show. The halftime show isn't for us. It isn't for us male fans, because we're watching it anyway. None of our teams are in the Super Bowl, but we're still going to watch Super Bowl because it's the fucking Super Bowl.
It's
those women who really don't watch football, so they need some reason to watch, so throw in fucking Katy Perry. Like I said, Katy Perry, and who is, Lenny Kravitz is supposed to be in the show too, so he can't be that bad.
Oh, yeah. He's only 75 now.
75. He's not that old.
What are you talking about?
Lenny Kravitz is a douche.
Oh, let's have Violent J and Shaggy 2, though.
No, let's have like some, you know, like some Whitechapel or some Pantera, which you can't have anymore.
Yeah, that's really good.
Let's reincarnate fucking Pantera to be on the show.
Fuck yeah, that'd be amazing. Fucking, you know, Lamb of God, let's have some fucking music on there.
Dude, I could have seen Lamb of God, and I chose not to.
Why?
Yeah, I'm not big on Lamb of God.
They opened for Metallica. We chose to sit in the parking lot drinking rather than go in and see them.
The one band that I hate that a lot of people love is Slayer.
I love Slayer.
I've seen them live, and I can't fucking stand them. Literally.
Seen them live?
I've seen them live. Cannot fucking stand them. They are boring. Or at least when I seen them, they were boring as fuck. And I saw them. It was a Mayhem Fest. They were co-headlining. The main stage from bottom to top was Mushroomhead, which I like.
Nice.
I grew up on Mushroomhead, kind of.
Because
Mushroomhead, Cleveland. Killswitch Engage, which was my second time within like 4 months of seeing them live because I saw them at a Disturbed show. And then it went Slayer and then Manson. I went from good act, holy fuck, when is this motherfucker going to be over, to good ending. I think the only thing that I got from Slayer's performance was a headache.
You also saw Slayer 10 years after they were good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they got a new album coming out. It sounds pretty good, but you can tell they're getting older.
Well, why are the fucking lead singer name? He just, I don't care.
Hey, why don't you do that one again?
All making fun of the chewing tobacco spit.
So yeah, that will do it for us right here on NFL Easy Picks on the Trending Topics Network, and that will be the end of Regulation Time.
See you, boys.